mercy to the worlds, the mercy to the worlds, the mercy to the worlds, the mercy to the worlds, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please repeat after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Viewers of Madni Channel, welcome back to YOLO Series 3, The Mercy to the World. SubhanAllah, what a beautiful time it is. SubhanAllah. Let me start with a beautiful couplet in the shan of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, the scholars have said that your life, when you look at it from a perspective, then in essence, there is something that you can do that will make you so successful that everything will work out for you. And if you stick to this all your life, then your grave will be a garden of paradise. And subhanAllah, on the day of judgment, you will be happy. And that formula for a successful life in this world and the hereafter, subhanAllah. Ki Muhammad se wafa tu ne to hum tere hain. Ye jahan cheez hai kya, lauh kalam tere hain. If you are loyal in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, all your life you spend trying to please Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, act upon the teachings of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, celebrate the milad of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adopt the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then because you are being loyal in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's mercies descend upon you. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, then forget this world. What is this world? The shair says that even the very pen and tablet which write destiny are in your hands. Subhanallah. This is loyalty in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is honoring and revering the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me start with a beautiful blessing of Durood-e Pak. And it is one that, it's a particular kind of riwayat that is very close to my heart. And it was in our chapter today as well. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is a stone in Makkah. And I recognize that stone. Now, subhanAllah, a stone, an inanimate object. And yet Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, I recognize it. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you recognize that stone? What is so special about this stone? Is it such magnificent colors? Is it an amazing structure? Is it something else? Why? Why? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is a stone in Mecca that I recognize. And that is because every time I walk past it, it sent Durood as-Salam upon me. Now the scholars write something really beautiful here. It's narrated by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Now the scholars say something really beautiful here. They say, that look at the mercy of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even remembers a stone in Makkah that read Durood as-Salam upon the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what about the ummati who recites Durood as-Salam upon the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with love and affection? How can Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not recognize that ummati? So while you're in the world, our salams are presented and Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows that we're reciting through the salam and replies if you do it in the right way with love and affection and with a clear heart and sincerity. Now, in the world you're recognized, you're under the watchful eyes of the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then in the grave, what else would we want in life? If Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you know, when we die, the Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Mubarak Chehra, the beautiful face of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented, and you will be asked what you used to say about them. And say in the darkness of the night and in all the horrifying events that occur at the time of death, and it's a very difficult time, you are confused and you're not able to answer. But how beautiful would it be that Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who says, I recognize the stone in Mecca, says, I recognize this ummati of mine, he used to send Durood as-Salam upon me. Now, I'm going to move to the question for today. And it's a very, very interesting one, actually. And it revolves around a particular miracle of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We're going to be discussing miracles. So for which companion's Asr prayer did the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam bring back the sun? That is the question of today. We're going to move to our kalam, inshallah azawajal, a beautiful Nate Pak recited by our Rukn Shura Abdul Habib At-Tari. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu ghafoor, Allahu ghafoor, Allahu rahim, Allahu rahim, Allahu yuhibbul muhsinin, huwa khaliquna, huwa raziquna, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadeer. Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadeer. Ya Rabbal Alameen, Allahu Allah, Allah. Salli ala Taha al-Ameen, Allahu Allah, Allah. Fi kulli waqtin wahin, Allahu Allah, Allah. Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah, Allahu Allah. Ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah, Allahu Allah, Allah. Muhammad sallallahu, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Allah. Imla qalbi bil yaqeen, Allahu Allah, Allah. Thabbitni ala hadha ad-deen, Allahu Allah, Allah. Waghfir li wal muslimin, Allahu Allah, Allah. حسبي ربي جل الله الله الله ما في قلبي غير الله الله الله نور محمد صلى الله الله الله لا إله إلا الله الله الله وہ تنہا کون ہے الله الله الله بادشاہ وہ کون ہے اللہ اللہ اللہ مہرباں وہ کون ہے اللہ اللہ کیا اونچی شان ہے اللہ اللہ اللہ سب دلوں کی جان ہے اللہ اللہ اللہ اس کی اپنی شان ہے اللہ اللہ اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ اللہ اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ اللہ اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ اللہ اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ اللہ اللہ راز دل کے جانے وہ اللہ اللہ اللہ حال بھی پہچانے وہ اللہ اللہ پھر بھی توبہ مانے وہ اللہ اللہ اللہ آسیوں کی آس ہے اللہ اللہ اللہ اس کی رحمت خاص ہے اللہ اللہ اللہ سب دلوں کے پاس ہے اللہ اللہ اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ اللہ اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ اللہ اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ اللہ اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ اللہ اللہ Oh Allah, the Almighty, Allahu Allah, Allah, protect me and guide me, Allahu Allah, Allah, through your love and mercy, Allahu Allah, Allah, Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah, Allahu Allah, ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah, Allahu Allah, Allah. Muhammad sallallahu, Allahu Allah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Allah. Who is the all-capable, Allahu Allah, Allah, the
curer and the healer.
Allahu Allah.
Who's the dominant all over?
Allahu Allah.
Allah.
Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah. Allahu Allah. Ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah. Allahu Allah. Nuri Muhammad sallallahu. Allahu Allah. La ilaha illa Allah. Allahu Allah.
Of adar gunah. Padishah,
Allahu Allah,
Allah. Yureklerin penah,
Allahu Allah,
Allah.
Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah, Allahu Allah. Ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah, Allahu Allah,
Allah.
Nuri Muhammad sallallahu, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illa Allah. Allahu Allah.
İşit Allah derdimi bu ahlarama. Rahmeyle başla günahlarama. Hayrayla hem akşam hem sabahlarama.
Allah. Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah. Allahu Allah. Ma fi kalbi gayru Allah. Allahu Allah. Muhammad sallallahu, Allahu Allah. La ilaha illa Allah, Allahu Allah.
Rabbul Mashriqayn wa Rabbul Maghribayn, fabi'ayyi ala'i rabbikuma tukadhiban. Woh dono mashriqon ka rab hai aur dono maghribon ka rab hai, to tum dono apne rab ki kaun kaun si ne'maton ko jhutlaoge? Lord of the two easts and the two wests, so which of your Lord's favors will you deny?
Subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam. You know, Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah, sufficient for me is my Rabb. What a beautiful dua, what a beautiful belief that Allah Azza wa Jalla is sufficient for me. I don't need anybody else. And that reliance and trust in Allah Azza wa Jalla paves the way for all success in life. Subhanallah. A beautiful kalam by our Rukmi Shura Abdul Habib Attari. You know, I'll show you a little trick. You know, when you get up in the morning, decorate your mornings with the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, especially Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah, and have a set orad. And then when you're out and about, when you're in the car or you've got time on the TV, play these beautiful kalams. They will really make your day. We're going to move to our first segment, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. The mercy to the world.
We were discussing the miracles of Aka Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, generally. And you remember that we discussed that miracles are extraordinary events that defy the laws of nature, so that they cannot be explained. They are extraordinary events. And this is the whole kind of basis of a miracle. And why? And we discussed the different categories. But why did Allah Azza wa Jal grant his prophets miracles? And it is because Allah Azza wa Jal gave them these miracles to show the people that these are not normal people. These are my blessed prophets, and they were given these special powers. Now, some prophets had 5 or 10 miracles, others had more. But when it came to the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seal of all the prophets sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khatamun Nabiyyin, then Allah Azza wa Jal granted his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only all the miracles that the previous prophets had, but a lot more as well. And today, alhamdulillah, we're going to look at some of these amazing miracles that Allah Azza wa Jal granted his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The previous prophets had some amazing mu'jizats, but what the scholars write is Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a compendium of miracles, and it wasn't just the odd occasions that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's miracles showed, so throughout the life. But the scholars write and the companions gave testimony that every moment of the life of this amazing Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a miracle. And you know, sometimes we hear these few miracles And we think that it's just these few that are there. But no, when you study the life of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the scholars say that every moment of the life of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every action, every daily task, every statement, every mannerism of his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a manifest miracle. This is how amazing our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And this was to show humankind the greatness, the grandeur of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to compel them to accept the prophethood of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when people merely contemplated upon the physical appearance, the spirituality, and then the amazing miracles and abilities and powers that Allah Azza wa Jal had bestowed upon his beloved Habib, they had to submit that verily this has to be the messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. This has to be the last and final prophet that everybody has been waiting for. This has to be the best of creation that Allah Azza wa Jal has created. Subhanallah, these were the miracles of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're talking about the Zaat of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, just his blessed name is so miraculous that can bring the dead back to life. Never mind Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam themselves, subhanallah. And volumes have been written on the miracles of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you ask the companions, they were just mesmerized day and night. So now, what we're going to do is look at some of the amazing and famous miracles and some of the other miracles that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught. So the kuffar of Makkah are opposing the best of creation, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what they're saying is basically, they're not accepting the prophethood and they're persecuting the Muslims and they are trying to put an end to Islam. And they have meetings, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, all these lot, they're gathering and they're having these meetings against Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they're devising different plots and different strategies to try and put an end to Islam, to try and make life difficult for the Muslims, to try and prevent those entering into the fold of Islam, the attraction of Islam. They're trying to do something. So they have a meeting. And in this meeting, they discuss different strategies, different plans, different deceptions that they can use to torment the Muslims, to prevent others joining. And so one person comes up with this idea. He says, the king of Yemen, Habib bin Malik, is a very learned and very clever king. And why don't we call him to come and help us? So they think, that's a good idea. So they write to the Yemeni king, Habib bin Malik. They call him to Makkah. So Habib bin Malik comes to Makkah. He comes to Makkah, he sits down, he listens to the leaders of the Quraysh, and he listens to these people, and Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, and they say, look, this is the position. This person is, na'uzubillah, lying, he's a magician, he's a soothsayer, etc., etc., etc., and we need to put an end to Islam. So we need you to challenge him. So he says, right, I've heard your side of the story. Let me go and speak to the beloved, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he goes, and he asks questions, and then he says that if you are a true prophet, then split the moon into two. Now, at this point, the kuffar of Makkah are ecstatic because he does things, these magic on the earth, and he makes things happen. But he hasn't got power over the celestial bodies. He can't control the moon. He can't split the moon. And therefore, now is the end of Islam because he's not going to be able to do it. And that's it. That puts an end to it. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gather the people on a small mountain. And Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then raise their finger mubarak. Now, the most sound and authentic transmissions of this are contained in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, Jami al-Tirmizi, and other books of hadith. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Masud radiallahu anhu narrates that during the era of the Messenger of Allah, the moon was split into two parts. One half was above the mountain and the other below it. On that, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the kuffar, witness this miracle, Sahih Bukhari Sharif. And the glorious Quran testified to this. Surah Qamar, verses 1 and 2. The hour has drawn near, and the moon has split, And if they see any sign, they turn away and say, this is passing magic. Now, the Kuffar of Makkah at the time was saying, right, if they do this, you know, they won't be able to do this and this will put an end to Islam. But when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam split the moon into two, they turned away, exactly what the Quran said. But not Habib bin Malik, the king of Yemen. And he said, I've got another question. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will tell you that question and I'll tell you the answer as well. You actually came here for another reason, didn't you? Habib bin Malik's listening. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, actually, you have a disabled daughter. You've tried everything, but nothing can cure her. And when you found out that there was somebody who was claiming to be a prophet, you came here thinking that if he is a true prophet, then I will ask him to make dua for my daughter. He accepts Islam and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was it. And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mercy to the world, says, go Habib, not only have we lightened your heart, enlightened your soul, but also we've cured your daughter as well. Hazrat Habib bin Malik spends a little bit of time with his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then goes back to Yemen. He goes back to Yemen, and when he gets there, his own daughter who was disabled comes and opens the door for him. This was the miracle that he saw. Now the people of Mecca thought this might just be something that is happening around Mecca, but the testimonies and the witnesses from around Arabia all gave evidence that they saw the moon split into two. This was one of the greatest miracles of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it showed that this beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only had Allah given them the power over earthly things. You know, you had trees tearing out of the ground with their roots, coming to the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and offering durood wa salam. You had stones reciting durood paak upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you had other amazing miracles, but also the celestial bodies, the stars, the sun, the moon, were all in the servitude of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I mentioned the sun, which very neatly brings me on to the next miracle. The Muslims are traveling back from an expedition, and it's time for Asr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pray their Asr, and then Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rest their Sare Mubarak, their head Mubarak, on the lap of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and take rest. Now during this, the scholars write that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was actually receiving revelation. And so Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is blessed with not only having the blessed head of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their lap Mubarak, but also at the time that revelation is being revealed as well. Now, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala had not prayed his Asr. And Hazrat Ali the Great, you know, he's the door to the city of knowledge. He's thinking, what do I do? I've got Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resting on my lap. I need to pray Asr. And it was very simple for him. He could have just said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I need to pray my Asr. These are your teachings. This is Salatul Wusta. This is the middle prayer. This is the most important. And I cannot miss this. I'm acting upon your beloved teachings. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa I'm sorry to disturb you, but I have to pray my Asr. But no, it's no normal person. This was Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So he didn't say that. He didn't do that. What did he do? He just stayed there quietly. And he waited. Now the sun sets. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wake up. And they say, Ali, what's up? And Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is told, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I didn't perform my Asr salah. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then makes dua and says, Ya Allah azza wa jal, Ali was unable to perform salah due to being in the service of you and your messenger. Subhanallah. So while Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Oh Allah, verily Ali was in the obedience of you and your messenger. Therefore make the sun return so that he can perform Asr Salah. How amazing is that? And the sun having set rises back up. And there are many, many narrations. Sayyidina Asma bint Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha further states, I witnessed with my own eyes that the sun had returned, its rays now shining both onto the mountaintops and on the ground. Although
And there are hadith mubarakah in Sahih Bukhari. Imam Bukhari had 60,000 hadith. This particular one wasn't there. But there are other books of hadith which quoted this, and there were many narrations. And Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlvi writes that Imam Abu Jafar al-Tahawi, Imam Ahmad Ibn Saleh, Imam Tabrani have cited this hadith in their respective works. An amazing thing. And lots of muhaddisun who have narrated this. This is an authentic hadith of Mubarakah. The Blessed Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only to make sure that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who is in the obedience of Allah and his Habib, read his Asr Salah, but also to teach the world many, many lessons. One was how important this Asr Salah is. The other, no doubt, was the great status of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. But the more important one, and the most important, was that to show the world the powers that Allah Azza wa Jal had given to his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that Nabi Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought the sun back after it had set. You look at what Allah Azza wa Jal has given to his beloved Habib, and how Aka Akreem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changes the laws of nature to show the people that he is the last and final messenger of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then, holding the sun in its place for different things, those were amongst the miracles of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yunus recites with reference to Ibn Ishaq that when the Quraysh questioned the Messenger of Allah about their caravan returning from Sham, he replied, "Yes, I saw the caravan on the way to Bayt al-Maqdis." So this was when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on the night of Mi'raj, went into the heavens, and we're going to come to that in a few moments. But when they questioned him, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on my journey, I saw your caravan and it's going to get to Makkah on Wednesday. Now, so Wednesday came, the Quraysh came out and waited for the arrival of the caravan. Even as the sun was about to set, there was still no sign of it. At that moment, the Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla supplicated to Allah Azza wa Jalla, who halted the sun from setting until the caravan arrived shortly. Hazrat Zurqani and Al-Shifa note this hadith in Mubarakah, that Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jalla answered the prayers and the sun halted until this caravan arrived. And these were just some of the miracles involving the sun. Then we come to one of the most amazing miracles of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Isra wal-Mi'raj. It is a stunning heavenly miracle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is beyond human comprehension. Subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the glorious Quran, Subhanallazi asra bi'ibdihi layla. Glory be to the one who carried his servant in a short part of the night. Surah Bani Israel, verse 1. And then in the hadith of Mubarakah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates what happened in this amazing night. And this hadith of Mubarakah is narrated by a long list of companions. And in my book I have here, they have about 45 different companions who narrate this hadith of Mubarakah, and there are more still. Now, the exact date and month, there are a difference of opinion, but our scholars are unanimously agreed that the night journey, heavenly ascent, occurred after the divine revelation and after proclamation of prophethood and prior to Hijrah. Now, this amazing, amazing night journey was magnificent. And some people are very confused, and I don't know why, but they can't comprehend the fact that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually went with physical body and physically ascended into the heavens. And for some reason, it gives their heart comfort if they say it was a dream. Yet, it couldn't be a dream. Because if it was a dream, we know that after Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam revealed the night journey, the Kuffar of Makkah were creating propaganda, and they listened to the propaganda. The Kuffar of Makkah were objecting. Indeed, they came to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they thought, right, we've got something concrete now that we can challenge the strong companions with, especially Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who in the early part of Islam, you remember in our journey through the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stood by like a pillar. So they thought, if we can weaken Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if we can weaken Abu Bakr, then it will affect the Messenger of Allah, it will affect Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then Islam will become weak. So they came with this plan. They came to the court of Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and they said, "Do you know what your friend has said?" He said, "What?" And they said, "He says that in a moment of the night, he went from here, Makkah al-Mukarramah to Bayt al-Maqdis in Jerusalem and beyond. And this is what he's saying. Hazrat Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala asked him to confirm it. Is that what he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said? He said yes. Hazrat Siddiq Akbar, and they're expecting him to say, how can that be? That is impossible. The laws don't allow that. You know, the journey is a few months. But no. The great Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, getting his title of, you know, Siddiq, says, yes, of course. If the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying it, I accept it. This has happened. It is fact. And the Kuffar of Makkah can't believe it. This was the amazing miracle of Mi'raj. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken from the house of Hazrat Hani radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken to the realms of the Kaaba. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart Mubarak was taken out. It was washed in Zamzam and then it was placed back in. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then was taken onto a Bu'ak, a lightning mount, and this then headed off into the skies. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived at Jerusalem, Bayt al-Maqdis, entered through the southern gate, dismounted the Buraq and tied it to the gate. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met the prophets there. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recognized them all and they were all standing in prayer. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lead this salah. Everybody was mesmerized at the great status and the great beauty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is not just the entire human race that is always, you know, mad in this love of this amazing Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but even the prophets of Allah azza wa jal couldn't stop talking about the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began the ascent with Sayyidina Jibreel. They went to the first heaven where they met Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, into the second heaven, Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam, and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and then spoke to them for a short while, and then the third heaven, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, the fourth heaven, Sayyidina Idris alayhi salam, fifth heaven, Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam, sixth heaven, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and on the seventh heaven, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, who was resting against Baitul Ma'mur, the Kaaba of the angels. This was the amazing night journey of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shown the corners of the creation of Allah azza wa jal. He was shown Jannah and what has been prepared for his servants. He was shown Jahannam and where the sinners will go. He saw the different punishments, different sins bring. He was shown the palaces that would be gifted to his companions. There are lots of stories, and if I started to go through them, it would take a long time. The companions say that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would tell us about the night of Mi'raj. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give us the great details of the journey. Just for Ismilade Park, I'll give you just this last bit of this amazing miracle before I move on. From Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's conveyance, the Buraq from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Bayt al-Maqdis, steps of Nur from Bayt al-Maqdis to the first heaven, and the wings of various angels from the first heaven to the seventh heaven, the wings of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam from the seventh heaven until Sidratul Muntaha, and then Rafraf from Sidratul Muntaha to Kaaba Qawsain, the closeness of Allah azza wa jal. And on this blessed night, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with the vision of Allah azza wa jal. Now that is beyond our comprehension. But we know that in Jannah, they will see Allah Azza wa Jal. And there are many rivayats in relation to that. So if Allah Azza wa Jal, in His own way, in His own majesty, and in His own greatness, wants to show His vision to His beloveds, then there is nothing strange about that. And on this night, Allah Azza wa Jal, His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, saw Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is mentioned in many, many hadith mubarakah. This is why we say that this was one of the greatest miracles of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But I'm now going to come to the greatest miracle. The greatest miracle. And this greatest miracle is the Holy Quran. And the reason the scholars say that this is the greatest miracle is because all the other miracles were restricted in time to the time of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this particular one is not restricted in time. It is continuing till the day of judgment. And the glorious Quran is so amazing that it is filled with miracle after miracle after miracle And gradually over time, these miracles are being released and mesmerizing the world. This is a decisive, clear book which proves beyond any doubt the truthfulness of the last and final messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you know, the Arabs were so eloquent, they were so linguistic, they had such a command over their language. And yet when the Quran came, they were mesmerized. In fact, Allah Azza wa Jal challenged them. Surah Bani Israel, verse 88. O beloved, proclaim, if mankind and jinn gathered in order to produce the like of this Quran, they could not produce the like of it, even if they were to help each other. The Quran said, look, you know, they cannot make anything like this. It is so amazing. And many people tried, but they made a fool of themselves. And then the Quran itself said, it challenged, said, O beloved, proclaim, therefore bring 10 chapters like it that have been invented, and call upon for assistance whomsoever you can besides Allah if you are truthful. 10 chapters, they were never going to be able to do it. Then the Quran said, give one chapter, even produce a few ayahs, and they couldn't even do that. This is the amazing miracle of the Quran. In the Quran, the revelations in relation to the knowledge of the unseen were amazing. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the announcer of these unseens. And the word Nabi means that, the one who tells you about the unseen. Some people seem to have a difficulty with ilmul ghayb, the knowledge of the unseen. And yet Allah Azza wa Jal granted his beloved Habib so much. And I don't know where they get their concepts from, because if you look at Surah Jinn, verse 26 and 27, the knower of the unseen does not disclose his knowledge of the unseen to anyone. So knower of the unseen, Allah Azza wa Jal knows. There's nothing hidden from Allah Azza wa Jal. And so Allah Azza wa Jal says in this ayat, the knower of the unseen does not disclose his knowledge of the unseen to anyone, except to his chosen messengers. So it's expressly stated in the Quran, Surah Jinn, verses 26 and 27, that Allah Azza wa Jal is the possessor of the unseen, and he discloses it to his chosen messengers. And the chosen one, is the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how can somebody deny this when the Quran is saying it? And it's not just in one place. Surah Ali Imran, verse 179. And it does not befit Allah's majesty to give you, the common men, knowledge of the unseen. So we, the common people, we don't have knowledge of the unseen. We don't know what's happening. But what does Allah Azza wa Jalla say? It does not befit Allah's majesty to give you, the common men, knowledge of the unseen. But Allah chooses from his noble messengers whomsoever he wills. So the prophets are given knowledge of the unseen. As if they're saying that Isa alayhi salam would tell people what they had left in their homes, what they had eaten. Other prophets disclosed things that the people didn't know. And when it came to the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the knowledge of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was amazing. And I'm going to give you some examples of that. But before I do, the Quran says, Surah Hud, verse 49, these are from the tidings of the unseen, which we reveal to you. SubhanAllah. You know, this is, SubhanAllah, time's flown by. I'll give you one example before I stop. You know, the Byzantine Empire, the Christians and the Persians were in a war. When the Persians defeated the Byzantines, the Kufar of Makkah were taunting the Muslims, saying, like, they've defeated them, we're going to defeat you, you're people of the book, and you've got a book, they've got a book, etc. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time revealed this ayah mubarakah, which was revealed to Akka Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alif Lam Mim, the Byzantines have been defeated, and in the nearest land, but they, after their defeat, will soon be victorious. Now, this was an announcement when the Byzantines had been defeated. And nobody could understand it, because there was no way it could happen, because the Byzantines were chaotic, there was inward fighting, there were conflicts, the entire structure had collapsed, and everybody thought this was the end of the Byzantine Empire. Yet, the glorious Quran, the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the world this through the glorious Quran, and guess what happened? Only 9 years later, the scholars write that the Byzantine army was triumphant over the Persians, exactly as Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesied. Subhanallah. That's just the beginning. Inshallah, next week's chapter, I'm going to give you lots and lots of examples and lots of more miracles of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Time has flown by today, but I'm going to go to my easy deed section and very quickly give you an easy good deed for this week. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The mercy to the worst.
So, this week's easy good deed. Our efforts are all targeted to achieve one special thing, and that is the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you can increase the love of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your heart, then alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, you have succeeded. Now the way to do that is to listen to beautiful natepaks. So this week's easy good deed is to listen to beautiful natepaks all week. Now remember, we don't listen to natepaks with music and all that. We listen to beautiful natepaks by Ashikane Rasul that really pierce our heart. So find some beautiful kalams, old kalams, Haji Mushtaq Attari Rahmatullah Alayhi, other beautiful Nat Khans. Now the answer to our question, for which companions' Asr prayer did the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam bring back the sun? And you heard the answer in the program as well today. It was none other than the great Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And that's the end of today's session. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll see you next week, where we're going to be talking about some beautiful miracles of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only predictions from the Quran and prophecies, but also some very, very heartwarming miracles. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
The mercy to the world. The mercy to the world. The mercy to the world. The mercy to the world. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.